With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with two very special ladies who are working hard to make things better for us all, Lisa Smith and Susan Hoag, and they are both associated with the Cape Ann Climate Coalition. So, ladies, good morning. I'd like to start with Lisa. Lisa, we go back quite a ways, and tell me a little bit about yourself and Susan and how you get involved in this program, and then we'll get into what the program is all about.
Well, hi. Thank you for having us, Rick. I live here in Gloucester. I've been here for about 20 years, raising a daughter through the Gloucester schools. People might know me. I used to work at the TV station. I got involved with the Cape Ann Climate Coalition about 4 years ago when it was being formed, and I've been working, trying to help with climate change here on Cape Ann ever since.
Susan, how did you get involved in this, and maybe a little bit about your background?
Well, I'm a retired school psychologist, and I started my career in Gloucester here. When I retired, a friend of mine said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "I don't know," and he had an idea. And that was Dick Prouty, and he started the Town Green, which I've been a part of. And then when we found a need for more inclusive kind of involvement with people around climate change, we started to organize the Cape Ann Coalition, and now we have a broad base of people who are interested. A lot of them participate on their own in different ways, and some of them collaborate with each other. So that's what I'm doing now.
Well, I'll tell you, being a retired teacher myself, I know how important it is to have something that you really want to do and feel part of something, and I appreciate that. And Lisa and Susan both, when I go back to the 1970s when I read a book by Carl Sagan and a Russian scientist, they put together a study on the runaway greenhouse effect on Venus, and they predicted 50 years ago what has already begun, but they thought it was going to happen within 100 years, not within 50. So, Lisa, maybe a little bit about your activity and what your part of the Cape Ann Climate Coalition is about in terms of making people aware that we can do better.
Well, I mean, what I personally do is I do a lot of the communications work. I write the news. This is as a volunteer. I write the newsletter, and social media, help build the website and maintain the website and that kind of thing. And then Susan and I got involved in something that's completely different than what I normally do. And we got a grant from the Mass. Susan wrote and got a grant last year from the Mass Clean Energy Commission to help low-income people decarbonize. And then we got a bigger grant this year to work with landlords to help decarbonize their multi-units. And, yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing right now, is working on that grant. Plus, I actually get paid to do it, 2 days a week through the grant. And then I still volunteer to do all the communications work for the Cape Ann Climate Coalition.
All right, Susan, Lisa gave me a homework assignment, and she said, "I need to find out what decarbonize means." So I'm going to ask you about that.
You mean you really don't know what it means, or are you pulling my leg? That's what I want.
Well, no, it means to reduce your carbon, but I had never heard the phrase decarbonize, in that it can be in active terms in absolutely doing something. So yeah, explain a little bit more about what decarbonize means.
Well, the other way to use to get that concept across is just to say we need to electrify everything with renewable energy. So we need to get all the energy sources that require fossil fuels out of our lives. And right now we're focusing on buildings. There are different sectors that contaminate our environment and are causing this climate change. There's transportation is a big one, and buildings. Actually, in Gloucester and in most towns like ours, buildings emit the most carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. So that's why we focused on working with landlords this year. It's not that exciting. It's really hard. Getting a solar install is exciting, or to plant trees is more exciting. This is just really hard work of getting houses decarbonized and are ready to electrify everything.
Well, I don't know who to ask this question of, but MassSave gets involved in helping people button up their homes and become more energy efficient and so on. But they have very, very strict guidelines in terms of grant monies that they will give a homeowner, and I would guess a residential building owner a complex. And so what's your advice with that? And Lisa, I'll start with you. On the website, you have several categories that aid people, so maybe we could start there, because again, MassSave, they got some great ideas, but they have very strict guidelines.
Well, what we're trying to do is, we're working with people from National Grid, and we've researched all the, what there is out there from MassSave and Action. Action is for income eligible households, so people who don't have a lot of money can get free things done. Whereas MassSave, you can get a free energy assessment and free, if you're market rate, free energy assessment and free weatherization. And then there's a lot of incentives and rebates to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is we're kind of like coaching or helping people get into these programs so that they can, work towards electrification. It's all retrofitting your homes, making sure that, you know what's available out there. And it's all work we have to do because, if you don't electrify your home while it's people are doing this, you're going to get left behind and you'll still be on fossil fuels. And if you're low income, that's going to be hard because the price of fossil fuels is going to get more expensive as less people are using them. So your energy burden is going to get higher if you don't transition over to electricity. So I think I answered your question.
Mm-hmm.
Your question was, we help you and coach you through these programs, mm-hmm. and we try to make it fun. Like, we got this really fun logo that says Electrify Everything. If you go to our website, and an art student did it for Manship when she was in an internship program at the Manship Artisan Residency. Mm-hmm. A Gloucester girl did it. If you go on our website, you can see it, and we also have, other pages. Heat pump coaches. Susan's doing the heat pump coaches to help people who have homes that they want to get heat pumps in, but heat pumps they're so new, it could be daunting. So I don't know if Susan wants to talk about the heat pump program that we have.
I think that would be good because we got mini splits installed about 2 months ago, and we are thrilled with them. And blessedly, our electric bill has not gone up as much as I thought it was going to. So, I think heat pumps would be an important topic. But I think maybe also asking Susan, you have a lot of information and incentives on the website or the Cape Ann Climate Coalition website. And what I'm looking at is something coming up on May 17 for financial incentives for landlords. Great information here, but how are you getting the word out? And I could tie that in with heat pumps as well. How are you getting to landlords and people like that and convincing them, but showing them a better way?
Well, reaching landlords is not easy because it's hard to determine who's renting to whom and where, but we have quite a lot of email, social email going out and word of mouth. We've been doing this for over a year, so we have a pretty good idea of who's doing what where. And we either contact them personally. Lisa works directly with a lot of landlords who have income-eligible renters because if their building has 50% low-income people, they can have the whole building weatherized at no cost. And that includes traditional barriers for landlords, like you had to have your roof not leaking or the basement couldn't be wet before they would do any weatherization. Now that's all covered.
Mm-hmm.
So on some level, the word gets around for those people who can have it done free.
Mm-hmm.
We having the heat pump coaches is free to anybody on Cape Ann. If you're thinking about getting heat pumps and you don't know what the heck you're doing and you just want some non-biased help. Nobody's trying to sell you something. Nobody's trying to do anything. They just want to help you figure out what you want to do and then guide you through the process of getting quotes and checking quotes and talking over what they mean to you. So that's a really good service that the Caribbean Climate Coalition is doing. Bob Simmons from Rockport, he's an architect. He's really leading the charge on that in terms of training all these volunteer coaches. Mm-hmm. So that's one exciting thing. Now, I want to talk about the 17th because this is important. You mentioned MassSave. Now, MassSave is right now has tremendous upgrades that you can get. Some of them are free, some of them are not. But there are other ways landlords can really get their money back on what they're doing. And the workshop on the 17th is going to include not only the state rebates through MassSave, which we all pay for, but tax credits. The new Inflation Reduction Act that was passed last August, I think. Tons of money coming in for landlords to take advantage of making these upgrades for the climate changes that we're expecting and to get tax money back from the federal government, you know, reduce their tax load. Mm-hmm. And we've hired a sustainability real estate company to do these workshops because obviously they know what they're talking about a lot more than Lisa and I. Lisa and I have learned a great deal, but we're not pretending to be landlords with having to watch the bottom line and things like that.
I think this is spectacularly informative, it's opening up my eyes to a whole bunch of stuff. And as I said, I read Sagan's book 50 years ago and thought, okay, we got some time to fix this, but it's on us and it's on each of us. And Lisa, let me go back to you. If you want to mention anything else, but also I would ask both of you to maybe comment on what can be found on the website because you have so much information on so many different areas.
All right. So, well, like, I just want to say, I'll just go first. If you're a landlord and you're listening to this, on May 17th, 2023, there's that workshop on how to improve your bottom line and, you know, learn about all the incentives that are out there for landlords and to make your property more sustainable. That you can go to our Resilient Rental Property page on the Cape Ann Climate Coalition website and sign up for the webinar. It's at 6:00 at the Cape Ann Chamber building, and we'll also have, you know, little wine and cheese. And Craig Foley, who's giving that workshop, he is very charismatic. He is very engaging. So it's not dry. It's actually, we had one last month, and everybody was just loved the workshop. All the landlords there, they loved the workshop. We had Gemma Wilkins, who's a sustainability director here in Gloucester. She went to the workshop. She thought it was great. So anyway, we got that. And we're going to have more workshops throughout the year. Next month, we're going to have, in June, we're going to have a big presentation. This one will be at Rose Baker Senior Center. I'm not sure on the time. I think it's, you know, at night on June 20th. And we're trying to get electric vehicle chargers in the environmental justice zone in Gloucester. So it's a lot of the downtown area in Gloucester. And so we're looking for property owners in the environmental justice zones to find out how they can get these electric vehicle chargers. They're free from National Grid. It just has to be in the environmental justice zone. So that's another thing that's happening, but we don't just go to our website in a week or two and we'll have all the information up there. And then we have the Save Green program. That's the program for income eligible households, or, you know, you might say low income households. There's all these free programs out there. And I'm pretty much the one who does this part where I kind of help landlords or tenants go through, get them into the programs and, you know, coach them through. We don't run the programs. We're just trying to get as much as they can. We also help you with, like, your electric bill. We have all these different things that will help you reduce your electric bill. We were at the City of Gloucester's Clean Energy Fair, so we're not out there trying to make money or anything. We're just trying to really reduce your electric bill. And there's, you know, there's something called community solar programs. There's so much I can talk about, but that gives you an automatic 25% discount. It's with clean energy off your electric bill.
If you're low income. If you're low income.
If you're low income or live in the environmental justice zone. And we have a map to see if you do live in there. And so there's ways to, like, just reduce your energy burden. That's what we're trying to do. And also let people know about what electrification is. And we've been working with landlords. This one landlord's so happy. She's getting rid of her oil burner and has heat pumps in her house now instead of the oil burner. It's all free just because, you know, it's 50% of the households were in that building were income eligible, and the whole building gets to get work done. So that's the Save Green program for income eligible households. And then we have the heat pump coaches program. And then, you know, if you're interested, we have the Electrify Everything page, and that just talks about what people need to do and, you know, some of the energy programs that are out there. You can always contact us through info@CapeBandClimateCoalition. And then there's also ways to contact us through the individual pages on the pages. So, you know, I know this is a lot of information, but
Well, that's the beauty of the Internet. It's available anytime, so you can always go back and pick up on it. And that's also the beauty of what we do. This is not just a one-shot broadcast. You know, it's up there forever. So people will have the available they'll be able to avail themselves of this stuff and come back over it over and over again. And it's eye-opening to me. And Susan, I mean, what would you like to add here in conclusion? Because there's just a tremendous amount of information, as Lisa just mentioned. But this is such an important topic, and there are still the great unwashed who don't believe that that people are contributing to our mess.
Oh, it's really mind-boggling to me how people are still not concerned about our climate. But even if you're not concerned about our climate, you should be concerned about your bottom line, which you're going to be paying for energy sources as we transition to renewable energy. The fossil fuels, you know, they're going to hang on for years, a couple years, but we can't survive as a planet if we continue burning fossil fuels. What I'd like to leave with is that right now there's so much money pouring in, and it's going to be pouring in for the next up to 10 years. That's how long this IRA law is going to go in. So plan your upgrades, take advantage of the tax credits, take advantage of all this, and get prepared slowly. Nobody's going to do this all overnight. But start with your lawnmower, get it electrified. Start with your car. I drive an EV, and I'll tell you, you'll never go back. Once you drive an EV, they're so much fun. They're really great. And then the other thing I want to say about this is all very confusing. Everybody, Lisa and I are confused every day when we try to figure out certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get wasted and just give up. Call us, call somebody. Just stick with it and do one thing at a time, and you'll be glad in the end. And the last thing I'd like to say is, if you have time and want to volunteer for the heat pump coach, we can provide the training for you if you have the time to volunteer afterwards to go into these homes and coach the homeowners in terms of the way they go. Please call us at KPN Climate Change. We're on the web. And we're looking for a lot of people. We have five now, and that's good, but we could use more because sticking heat pumps in your home is not easy for some people because of the configuration of their home, et cetera. And thank you for having us, Rick. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's great advice from Susan Hogan and Susan Hogue and Lisa Smith, pillars of the Cape Ann Climate Coalition. And for MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.